Chris Moore, one of the outstanding athletes and football players at Kemper Catholic, joining us here today as he has made his decision on where he is going to continue his education along with his football career. And Chris, tell you what, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on the decision.
Thank you.
You bet, Chris. If anybody noticed, you might have. I said education before football when I talked about this here today. In talking with you before the interview here today, as you've decided to head to Morningside, it was really about education for you more than it was about playing sports. Talk about the value that you see in the education and why that part was really maybe the forefront of what you were looking at.
I was just more looking for something I could bring back and then get a job with around here, because I want to stay local, and agriculture is a big deal around where I live and what my family does. So I was just looking for something that I could bring back to the farm and help them out with. So agronomy and egg business at Morningside, they have a great program there with that. So that was a big deal I was looking into.
What were the programs you looked at as far as the schools, and how did you go about kind of deciding which schools that had a good enough ag program that you wanted to look at?
Well, actually, Morningside was the only school that talked to me anyway about playing sports there with agriculture in it. So that kind of made it pretty easy what college narrowed down to for football. Other than that, I really wasn't planning on going to a college if it wasn't for football.
So what other schools did you look at for football-wise?
I looked there, Midland out of Fremont, Nebraska. I talked to them quite a bit. And then now Midland and Dort talked to me a little bit, BV, but other than that, it was just mainly Morningside. They were the one that was in contact with me the most throughout the whole recruiting process.
What were the conversations like, and when did they start for you with college coaches?
My junior year, I got a lot of junior day invites and like conversations and texting from all a bunch of coaches, but like real serious talking happened after the football season this year, because I got injured last year, so I didn't have much film they could look off. So they were more waiting for my senior year of football. Then they all started to come in with more like serious conversation about going there.
With those invites after your junior year and with the injury, were you able to attend any of those, or did that not work out for you?
I went to quite a bit of junior day, my junior day invites my junior year. I went to UNI. I went up to Bemidji State, U of Mary, a lot of D2, and then some FCS schools, but mainly there was nothing special there just because it was just junior day. It was broad area. They were just covering the sports part, not the education they had there. So, but yeah, they had some good colleges I went to, but nothing special.
What were some of your favorite trips in junior days that you went to?
U of Mary is a fun one because my sister, that's up in North Dakota. My sisters attend that school, so going up there and getting to see them and having them show me around the campus even after the junior day. But then UNI, that one's always cool just because of the facilities they have. That's Division I, so they got a whole nother level of equipment and facilities there compared to the other colleges I visited.
How happy were you to have a healthy senior season and the type of season you and your team had this year?
Exciting, finally getting Steinkamp on roll, helping the program set the path, and then happy to play again, not missing half a season like I did my junior year. And with what our team's been through the first 2 years, having a new head coach, and just as a family, we grew, and it just helped a lot having a good season going out my senior year.
With the success that you had this year on a personal level in the game, how quickly did the college coaches who are waiting to see some senior film how quickly did they start reaching out to you this season?
About halfway through the season, I started getting some texting and calls from coaches, but they were some of the colleges I've already been talking to, so I was expecting some of them to contact me again, but the new ones started coming in after the season, after we played West Sioux. They have a lot of fantastic players there that they were getting looked at, so they can kind of help me to play against good schools where they have players getting recruited so they can see me stand out.
Who were some of the new schools that began to reach out to you?
Morningside was one of the new schools, actually. They contacted me after my senior year, and kind of happy they did, since that's where I decided to go.
What was that initial conversation like then with Morningside?
They said they saw me on film against West Sioux, and they loved how I stuck out, and they had some recruits going from there. So they, Coach Gustav contacted me and wanted me to come out there for a visit and see how I liked and play linebacker for them. So just mainly about the sports side of it and getting me to come out there for a visit.
How was the trip, and what was it with Morningside that sold you?
It's just the whole campus is, they got a nice campus, and the whole, they're a small college, family-like, every professor knows you. We got to go around and see classrooms, talk to the professor there, guys eat lunch with the football players, and they all said it's at your first name basis with all the teachers and everyone on campus, so it's like a big high school. That's what the best comparison I got from it.
When they first started reaching out to you, did you know about their agricultural program, or was that something that you learned on your trip?
I knew one of my dad's friends, his son went there, and he said they had a great ag program. They just started it back up in 2014, and it was still new, so they were all, they said it was a fantastic program, and that I would love it there and get a good education.
So while you were there on your trip, did you get a chance to really kind of talk to a lot of who your instructors will be there in the major?
Yeah, the Morningside broke it down where you'd go to the branch of degree or like education you wanted to get. So I got to sit down with the president of the agriculture side of it and talk with him and break down what they're going to be all about there.
What did they tell you they were going to be about, and how do they see you? Education-wise, fitting into what they do.
It was nice because they said they get a lot of small-town kids going there and that are from the farm, and they loved having that. And there's a lot of football players there. There's a lot of football players that are in the egg program there. So they said you'll have a lot of study buddies and help with that part of it. And it was just very, very new in that part of the school.
With a lot of football players in the ag program, do you get a chance to talk to some of those guys and see how they balance the education part and the athletic part of their college lives?
Yeah, they said it's pretty easy doing that just because it's not Division I, so you're not just all day, every day football. They give you a lot of time because their main focus is the studies part, and then football is second there, so you spend a lot of time with in the classroom studying. So they said it's pretty easy to manage your time there with as much help as you get from the instructors.
You mentioned that Coach, when he reached out to you, likes you as a linebacker. You've got the athleticism to play outside. You got the physicality, if they put some weight on you, probably to move inside. Where do they see you?
They see me on the outside as a nickel back. So I'd be kind of like a defensive back linebacker hybrid, which I played at Kemper, kind of.
What do you feel like your strength is there, and why are you so good at that position?
Just my size and length and being able to still move pretty quick and change direction for how big I am.
Where do you feel like you need to get better for the next level?
My footwork and just knowledge of the game, being able to read the field a lot quicker because the tempo it will pick up. So just being able to read the field, and my footwork needs a lot of help.
Chris, you mentioned, and everybody knows, this is a national power. Morningside expected to be in the playoffs every year, and not just in the playoffs, but to contend for a national championship. How much did that play into you being excited about Morningside reaching out to you and with their ag program? But how also maybe nervous does that make you to walk into a program with that kind of a tradition?
I was pretty excited about it just because I want to be part of a winning program. We kind of struggled with my career at Kemper, but finally got on the end of it. But it's a big step, and I'm happy to be part of it. I'm a little scared because I don't want to be on the team that doesn't win the national championship, that kind of breaks their legacy and kind of puts them on the downside of it. Don't want to be one of the bottom teams that Morningside has had in the past.
What's it like talking with the guys up there and the tradition they have? Is it different there than what you noticed at other schools?
Yeah, they're a big family up there. You're with the family, and they do everything together. You're always with the football team. You're with the guys on the team. The coaches are always there to talk to you and see how you're doing. So you're like a big family, kind of what Kemper is right now.
When did you finally make the decision and come to that decision that it is Morningside?
Tuesday. This past Tuesday, sat down with my parents and talked it over with them, and it's kind of just an easy decision just because it's close to home and a great program, a great egg program there too, and it was just wasn't too hard of a decision to make.
What was the reaction of your family, and what was the reaction of the Morningside coaches when you reached out to them?
Coaches are surprised on how fast I decided, since they didn't offer me until a couple weeks ago, and I already made my decision pretty quick. They were excited and happy to have me be part of the Mustang family. My parents are extremely happy to see me go on and continue the dream I've been having since a little kid, wanting to play college football.
So you're going to head up in August, the way it sounds. What's the first thing you're looking forward to when you get to college?
Just meeting a bunch of new people, see what it's, how fun it is, and getting to meet the football players and start practice.
Well, Chris, congratulations. It's been my pleasure to be able to kind of watch you and develop, grow as a player, and cover you through your high school career. And certainly looking forward to following what you do up at Morningside and all the success that you're going to have up there. So congratulations on the decision. So much appreciate the time here today.
Thank you.
Chris Moore again with the Kemper Knights. He's going to be heading to Morningside as well to play football and further his education.